Figure 4 is a weather depiction chart for 16Z, Thursday, August 24, 1995. The weather depiction chart has three general areas. Areas with VFR weather depicted by no contours. Areas with marginal VFR weather depicted with contours but without shading. And shaded areas depicting IFR weather. Numerous circles on the weather depiction chart represent weather reporting stations. Data for the chart come from both manual and from automated observation stations. The automated stations are denoted by a bracket plotted to the right of the station circle. Another area of interest is the shaded area in north-central Minnesota, indicating IFR conditions with thunderstorms and rain. Similarly, the shaded area in northwestern Wyoming indicates IFR with ceilings less than 1,000 feet and or visibility less than 3 miles. The two dots in northwestern Wyoming indicate continuous rain, while the completely filled-in station circle indicates the skies are overcast. Also in northwestern Wyoming, the 5 below the station circle indicates the ceiling is 500 feet. Figure 5 is a symbol used on the low-level significant weather prognostic chart. Two thick dots indicate continuous rain. The triangle with a dot over it indicates showery precipitation, in other words, rain showers. The shaded area indicates more than one half the area is obscured. So the symbol as depicted in Figure 5 indicates showery precipitation embedded in an area of continuous rain covering half or more of the area. Figure 7 is a high-level, significant weather prognostic chart for Friday, April 10, 1996, valid time 00Z, depicting 8 separate areas, each indicated by an arrow labeled A through H. Arrow A shows the height of the tropopause in hundreds of feet above MSL. The height of the tropopause is depicted with a small rectangular box. Arrow B shows moderate turbulence from below 24,000 feet MSL to 37,000 feet MSL. Areas of moderate or greater turbulence are enclosed by bold dashed lines. The hat symbol indicates moderate turbulence. The 370/XXX identifies a layer of turbulence from below flight level 240 to flight level 370. Arrow C indicates moderate turbulence at 35,000 feet MSL. Areas of moderate or greater turbulence are enclosed by bold dashed lines. The hat symbol indicates moderate turbulence. The 350/XXX identifies a layer of turbulence from below flight level 240 to flight level 350. Arrow D indicates forecast isolated embedded cumulonimbus clouds with tops at 43,000 feet MSL and less than 1/8 coverage. The scalloped lines enclose areas of expected cumulonimbus development. Isolated embedded cumulonimbus indicates less than 1/8 coverage of embedded thunderstorms. 430/XXX indicates tops at 43,000 feet and bases below 24,000 feet MSL. Arrow E indicates occasional cumulonimbus, 1/8 to 4/8 coverage, bases below 24,000 feet MSL, and tops at 40,000 feet MSL. scalloped lines enclose areas of expected cumulonimbus development. Occasional embedded cumulonimbus indicates 1/8 to 4/8 coverage of embedded cumulonimbus. 400/XXX indicates tops at 40,000 feet and bases below 24,000 feet MSL. Similarly, arrow F indicates occasionally embedded cumulonimbus bases below 24,000 feet with tops to 48,000 feet. Arrow G represents the height of the tropopause. Tropopause heights are plotted in hundreds of feet at selected locations. The heights are enclosed in rectangular boxes. Arrow H indicates moderate turbulence at and below 34,000 feet MSL. Areas of moderate or greater turbulence are enclosed by bold dashed lines. Turbulence intensities are identified by symbols. The vertical extent of turbulence layers is specified by top and base heights in hundreds of feet. Turbulence bases that extend below the layer of the chart are identified with XXX. So area H's depiction of 340/XXX identifies a layer of turbulence from below flight level 240 to flight level 340.